San Diego supervisors support removing graffiti from private property for free. San Diego County supervisors voted 4-0 Wednesday to advance a proposal, introduced by the County Planning and Development Services Department, that would give residents in unincorporated areas a break when it comes to ridding their property of graffiti. The supervisors cast a final vote at the hearing of such an ordinance on January 25. If approved, property owners would no longer be required to pay for graffiti removal. "Today, we're proposing a new approach to graffiti removal on private property," Brent Panis, code compliance chief for the department, told the Epoch Times. "Current county code makes property owners responsible for the costs of graffiti removal from their property, without considering that they are the victims of graffiti," he said. A county survey map of its unincorporated areas shows 85% of graffiti is found in underserved communities. Panis said the ordinance change is also an opportunity to help beautify neighborhoods affected by graffiti without cost and delays for the affected property owner. Any verified abuse of the program would be referred to the county's legal team. Panis added that using a contractor to conduct graffiti removal would reduce the amount of staff time spent on code cases and increase the quality of life in our communities while protecting property values and protecting local businesses from loss of revenue. The county estimates that the graffiti removal program would cost as much as $20,000 this fiscal year, and between $20,000 and $40,000 annually starting in fiscal year 2023-24. Board Chair Nora Vargas was supportive of the proposal, noting that graffiti is a serious problem for property owners in the community of Spring Valley. "The ordinance change would also ensure that county staff is able to respond quickly to reports of tagging," she added. Supervisor Jim Desmond thanked the department for recommending the ordinance change, and said it doesn't make sense for victims of graffiti to pay for the crime. Board Vice Chair Tara Lawson Remmer was absent from Wednesday's meeting. City News Service contributed to this report.